The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced that saltwater charter guides and crew members will be prohibited from retaining any fish species while paying clients are on board their vessel. In addition, Fish and Game announced that the maximum number of lines that may be fished from a vessel engaged in guided sport fishing may not exceed the number of paying clients on board. KMXT's Eric Wander has more.
Regional Management Biologist Matt Miller of the Sport Fish Division of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game said the regulations are not necessarily new. He said they were put in place largely because the Pacific Halibut Guideline Harvest Level, or GHL, for charter boat anglers in south-central Alaska were exceeded from 2004 to 2007. Miller said the state has several methods at its disposal for meeting the federally managed halibut guidelines. He said Fish and Game isn't putting the regulations in place because of violations and that such prohibitions have been successful thus far.
The same emergency order had been issued last year in 2008 and a similar one in 2007. So most of the industry is pretty used to this and was kind of expecting it this year. And that's really kind of regulated through several tools, but one of them right now is bag limits. So for halibut, it's two per day, you know, foreign possession. So they look at that information as it's collected and turned in at the end of the year, and then they can come up and say, well, it was exceeded last year. We need to take actions this year.
Miller said the regulations are an attempt to reduce the halibut harvest and keep the levels below the GHL. He said the emergency order putting the prohibitions in place is actually a compromise with charter operators.
The emergency order has to be written to retain all fish. First year that we issued this, 2007, the emergency order just said, you know, the halibut season is all year, so this restriction is going to go in for all year. And we heard back from several operators that said, look, we understand the intent of this is to help reduce the halibut catch. And if the choice is not let captain and crew retain their harvest or do a bag limit reduction for our clients, we're all for this. They actually supported the idea. But what they didn't like is that, for example, there are areas where we have terminal harvest areas for salmon. And so the guys were saying, you know, how come we can't go out with our clients and catch a couple coho in September?
Chris Fiala, owner of Kodiak Island Charters, which operates the vessels You Rascal and Moon Shadow, offered a different perspective. He likened charter operators' feelings about the regulations to a knee-jerk reaction on the part of the state.
I think we're all for conservation of the resource. And it's kind of the state trying to solve the problems that the guide industry actually feels aren't really problems. It's a question of access to the fish. And we feel that anything that separates us from the recreational angler is ethically wrong because we are de facto recreational fishermen ourselves, and that this law is kind of unfounded from our point of view.
Fiala said the charter fleet is at the mercy of the interests of the commercial industry when it comes to regulation.
Commercial fisheries policies have always been controlled by large commercial interests, primarily in the Northwest, and they have dominion over the resource and the council, the IPHC, as well as the National Marine Fisheries Service. And we feel that, to be quite honest with you, that the recreational angler should have a priority to the resource because it's better for Alaska and it's more fair and equitable to the owners who are the public.
The restrictions prohibiting saltwater guides and crew from retaining fish take effect May 23rd and will remain in effect through September 1st. I'm Eric Wander.